some other disrespectful dicks called Heidi and Frank, I'm sure those kids will land on their feet. I mean, when you're blessed with that kind of talent, well, then the world's your oyster, right?
Adam Carolla, ladies and gentlemen. Love. Hello, Adam.
Adam.
What's happening?
Always been a longtime friend of the show.
Sure.
You know how I know we're friends, Adam?
How?
Because I keep racking my brain trying to figure out different ways I can sue you.
Frank, why are you going to start off with Adam like that?
I'm not. It's in the news. I don't even know if you can talk about this. Like, your longtime friend is suing you for, like, the podcasting, or what's going on?
Well, you know, unfortunately, you're not supposed to talk about that kind of stuff, but
yeah,
you know you've arrived.
That is true.
People are suing you.
Yeah.
Especially people that are so close to you. Yeah, you have done some amazing things in the podcasting world. You are the king of it. You actually, back when we all were let go from KLSX, that you started right away. I mean, like, you were able
Smart.
To go on the last day of we were on the air and say, hey, find me at adamcarolla.com. I'm doing a podcast. And you were ready to go. And right out of the box, you continued the success and held on to your audience. And we kind of sat there going, oh, I'm sure somebody will come around, call and give us a job. And then, maybe we should start doing a podcast. Adam seems to be doing okay. So you actually influenced us to start doing that. So,
thanks. You know, what I found out later is that we were all already podcasting because our shows were streaming online.
Right.
So while you may have not known your podcasting because you were doing a radio show, you had people listening in cities that you weren't syndicated in who were enjoying your show, or fans that had listened to you and then moved to another city. Because I was on Loveline, and when I was on Loveline, I was on in over 100 cities. And then when I started doing mornings, I went to, you know, 10 or 12 cities or something like that. So there were a whole bunch of cities like Chicago and Boston and places like that where I wasn't on, but I had been on for 10 years. So those people were listening on the computer. Remember, we'd get those streaming minutes
yeah.
all the time?
Mm-hmm. That the radio station had no idea how to sell or what to do with. And you're like, this is bigger than just a local radio.
It was funny because they, like, once a month they'd come in and they go, you had 19 million minutes of streaming last month. And I'd say, well, that's good, right? And they'd go, yeah, second only to the Fan in New York City. And they carry the Mets and the Yankees. I'd go, all right, well, let's make some money. And they'd go, not so fast, hot shot.
We don't know how to do that.
We don't know. Well, maybe we do, but we're not interested in telling you that we do.
Right.
Or we don't.
Yeah, based on all that success, we're going to have to let you go and start playing music. I mean, wait a second.
That's right.
People listen to this stuff. I don't know where you find the time, because you do the podcast. You're doing it every single day still, right?
Yep.
And but you've got a finger in everything. I see here that you're developing a pilot with Spike TV called To Catch a Contractor.
Yes.
Oh, my God, Adam.
Adam,
I'm on board with this.
As being as like the handyman, he can do everything. He's like an idiot savant when it comes to handyman and housework and contracting. That To Catch a Contractor on Spike TV. Tell us about that, and when can we actually see that on television?
That should be right after the first of the year, the fall season, or whatever they call it. It's just, you know, everybody's got a story about getting screwed over by an unscrupulous contractor. The guy showed up, we paid him, he did half the work, he left. This is just one of those, go find the guy, confront the guy, and, you know, bring him back to finish the house.
I love this, Adam.
Did you bring him a sweet tea and chocolate chip cookies, too? Or
and then the Fresno popo jumps all over.
Dresses a bush out in the front yard. I got to say, because going through, I mean, I have a nice house, but going through it and how many things are wrong, and it's like, you know, I went to clean my oven one day and nearly burned the house down, and I had the guy come out and he goes, well, you have no... They never put an oven vent in. There's no vent for whenever I put the oven on. There's no vent to go outside. So every time, how did that get missed? It's like there's a jacuzzi bathtub. There's no access. It's broken.
Yeah.
There's no way to fix it. There's no access.
Hold on. You can get into the jacuzzi. You just can't fix it.
You can't fix it once it's broken. All the stuff. I look forward to this show. I've wanted a show like this for a long time.
Yeah, people are. I've worked with these guys my whole life. They're hacks, and nobody I've ever worked with was a carpenter or plumber or an electrician because they had a love of it or announced their junior year of high school that they wanted to, you know, eat off a Roach coach and crap in a plastic phone booth their whole life. They are unemployable. You all have those friends that are unemployable, right?
Oh, like, yes.
Can't put on a shirt and tie and go to work. Cannot work in a corporate environment, they end up doing this stuff. And they don't really want to do it, and that's why they're bad at it. And they never even really learned how to do it. Like, you don't know. All they have to know is 10% more than you know, which is nothing,
right.
And they're in.
Yeah, I think he has a tile thing on the side of his truck. I don't want how to lay a tile floor, but he says
he's got a ladder up there on his truck.
Meanwhile,
he must know what he's talking
floor
about.
Is completely uneven. Dog pees on the floor. The pee runs all the way down the foyer.
Like I said,
well, that could be advantageous. And yeah, the truck probably came with a ladder.
Yeah. I don't know where you find the time doing the podcast, developing pilots, and you also are doing your stand-up. Is it a stand-up stage show that you're doing with Jay Moore?
Yeah, me and Jay Moore, Will Turn Theater, August 3rd. You know, though, you guys do a lot of stuff. Like, when you're busy, you're just busy.
Right.
But you just kind of squeeze it all in. And then there's this feeling, too, of, like, I wasted a huge chunk of my life doing, you know, in people's houses, you know, laying tile unevenly and not putting in their ovens or access panels for their jacuzzis. Mm-hmm. I spent such a long time doing that. That I realized I shouldn't have been doing that. I should have been writing books. I should have been doing stand-up. I should have been doing TV shows and podcasts and things like that. That now I have a little sense of urgency.
Well, and you got the two babies to take care of.
Yeah.
Not babies anymore.
Are, square footage and throw money at the problem. that's my advice for them. But, they're great, but they're expensive because they're not, you know, I grew up, it was just like, here's a ball of foil, there's the yard, knock yourself out. and if you want to come in for some generic cola or a top ramen at some point, feel free. That was it. That was the total expense of raising me. And then, you know, when I got out of high school, I was like, well, I guess you're going to have to leave now. And that was the end of that. These kids, it's like tutors, and, you know, they're being tutored in Legoland.
Organic, organic food and not no hormones.
Oh,
and
everything has to pass through a filter. They put on like $80 worth of sunblock before they leave the house.
You had to hire a contractor to build their Lego house, huh? You had to come in there.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to ask you before we go to break. We were talking about making out on the first date, and like most people, do they make out or not on the first date, and what constitutes making out? Adam Carolla, funny guy. Heidi said even handsome, considered handsome guy, tall.
Yeah, of course.
As far as like you leaning in on first date, I mean, what do you consider making out?
I think there's got to be tongue.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. Agree there.
For sure, tongue. And, you know, and then beyond tongue, it's got to stop at no physical contact with any reproductive organs, skin on.
Okay, junk, so you know? Frank and I were in a disagreement about what it was. He thinks that there has to be some sort of laying down situation or sitting on a couch where I think you can have you can make out at a front door as you're saying goodbye. He says no, it has to include a chance of having sex.
I said, yeah, if I think sex is going to happen and you stop it, then we just made out.
Oh, yeah, interesting. You know, I think the difference between, you know, the woman's definition and the man's definition is a little bit different. But I think you can do it standing up. But I don't know.
When's the last time you made out with your wife? Yeah, he's like, wait, my God. How old are the kids?
Day before the first date. I was saying, and but Heidi, I don't know if you're wired this way or not because of your sexual proclivities.
Right.
But I always say women look back on their sexual experiences, like with the dudes, mm-hmm. from days of yore, and they shudder. Like, they're like, oh my God, I can't believe I was with that guy.
Of course,
like,
I do that.
Such a creep.
Yeah.
And guys look back at it and masturbate to it. that's how our sexual rearview mirrors work.
We're very
right?
different. Yeah, we're very, very different that way.
Adam, it's been great talking to you. Adam Carolla and Jay Moore live at the Wiltern August 3rd, 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale now, available at Ticketmaster.com. Thanks for calling the show. Next time you have to stop in and hang out with us.
I shall, I promise.
All right,
thanks,
man.
Thanks,
guys.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. We're going to take a break. Come right back. And let's open up the phones to you because we've got Adam's perspective on making out. You've heard mine. You've heard Heidi's. And the results of that question they asked people, like, do most people make out on the first date, or is that something that is taboo, still considered taboo, or is that just a social norm now? It's like, I'm getting tongue. If you accepted date, I'm getting tongue. We can all agree tongue is part of making out.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
You have to, like he said, you have to have that. Otherwise, you can't just open mouth, no tongue make out.
I do agree with Adam when he said if it goes to anything genital, then it's like, so what did you do last night? It becomes what she did to your genitals. Not we made out. It's
over my jeans.
I never tell my buddies it was over my jeans. No. That's a makeout. It has to be skin on genitals.
Oh.
Of some kind.
That's like, third base then. She got the third base on you.
But that becomes what I say happened as opposed to
okay.
We made out.
I know
that's
we have to go to a break.
At.
I know we have to go to break. Is this just something older people say, like, what's necking? Is that an old way of saying making out? Like, when you hear, like, older people go, oh, they were necking. Is that making out, but it's an old...
Yeah.
Like, that's what...
That was just an old Happy Days term for making out.
Okay.
Richie and Fonzie.
Right. Joni and Chachi were necking at the lookout point. Okay.
1-800-955-5567. Taking your calls when we come back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.